Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Well, thank you for coming our way on the day that we're all digging out. And I'll give you some information to pass the time while we all dig out. Thank you very much for lending an ear to Pioneer Valley Radio. Shepherd here. Mayor Dominic J. Sarno, Ward 1 City Councilor Maria Perez, and new normal Executive Director Maria Ligas and COO Jose Claudio, joined with Health and Human Services Commissioner Helen Calton Harris and Elder Affairs Director Sandy Federico for a very special ribbon-cutting ceremony to unveil the new fitness exercise equipment for the North End Senior Center. They did this on Monday. That was, you remember, back before the snow, right? That was Monday. Over at the Springfield Museums, they're going to offer a press review of Nelson Stevens' color wrapping at the DeMoor Museum of Fine Arts. And this remarkable survey of the artist's career pays tribute to the ingenuity, imagination, and indelible impact of Nelson Stevens, who, if you're not familiar with him, he worked at the intersection of art and activism. That's his credo. Vice President and Director of Art Heather Haskell, Curator of Art Maggie North, and local artist Don Blanton, who was a member of the Springfield-based Afro Art Alliance with Stevens, is on hand. The exhibition will be open to the public Saturday, March 4, and it'll be on view right on through September 3 of 2023. City of Springfield Department of Public Works was recently notified by the Mass DOT of a structural issue related to the elevated section of the Connecticut River Bikeway spanning the CSX rail line from West Springfield just north of the Memorial Bridge. Now, based upon the Mass DOT inspection, the city is issuing an immediate notice of the temporary closure of the Connecticut River Walkway Bridge to all traffic due to the structural deficiencies. And until these repairs are made, the Connecticut River Walkway Bridge will be closed. Sunday, May 7, talking about walking, Sunday, May 7, walkers and runners, many with the doggos, can gather in Westfield Stanley Park to participate in the second annual We'll Run for Cookies 5K Run/Walk to benefit Dakin Humane Society. And the proceeds from the race will support the programs and services that help keep people and pets together. Registration and check-in will take place at 9 a.m. And the race gets underway at 10:30 a.m. Doggos are welcome at this event, but they have to be on a non-retractable leash. Every dollar raised goes toward creating happier and healthier lives for animals right here in our community. As a fundraiser incentive, every individual who raises $100 qualifies for a blue beanie hat. And the beanie hat was chosen by Dakin to honor a kitten named Beanie, who had been rescued in frigid weather last winter. Race Street Live at Gateway City Arts in Holyoke will present Reverie Road on Thursday, March 16 at 8 p.m. Reverie Road is an eclectic Celtic quartet featuring fiddler Winifred Horan and accordionist John Williams, founding Solus members, and alongside former Gaelic storm fiddler Katie Grennan and Steinway artist, jazz and raga pianist Utsav Lal. Now, this powerful combo is made up of four of today's leading traditional and virtuoso folk artists who've captured the hearts of international audiences. From studios to stages over the last three decades, the tickets are $30 in advance, $35 at the door, and you can get them online at Eventbrite, let me pronounce that correctly, eventbrite.com. Hope you get them. The Springfield Museums are presenting Here for the Party, Dr. Seuss Birthday Celebration. This is Saturday the 4th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., rain or shine or snow. Join the museums for an all-day salute to beloved children's author and Springfield native Theodore Seuss Geisel on his 119th birthday. This is free with museum admission, and visitors will have opportunities to meet costume characters of the Cat in the Hat, as well as Thing 1 and Thing 2. If you're feeling the squeeze of a tight labor market, that has employers of almost all types getting creative when it comes to recruiting and retaining workers, Essex County Sheriff Kevin Coppinger will now start hiring corrections officers as young as 19 years old. Now, the job comes with a $2,500 sign-on bonus and a yearly salary of up to $68,000. The new hires may also qualify for a state tuition reimbursement program to cover as much as 100% of tuition at state educational institutions. In just a moment, we'll have a word from the Springfield DPW regarding the rough weather. But first, here's our arts reporter, Mark Auerbach. Mark?
Theater Works Hartford has won an Obie Award, one of the theater's most distinguished honors, for its production of Sarah Gantcher's Russian Troll Farm, a workplace comedy. The production was co-directed by Elizabeth Williamson, then an associate director at Hartford Stage, who is now artistic director at the Java Theater in Rochester, New York. Java is currently presenting the play, directed by former Hartford Stage artistic director Darko Tresnik. Hadestown, winner of 8 2019 Tony Awards, including Best Musical, plays the Bushnell March 7th through 12th. Following two intertwining love stories, that of young dreamers Orpheus and Eurydice, and that of King Hades and his wife Persephone, Hadestown invites audience on a hell-raising journey to the underworld and back. The acclaimed new musical is by celebrated singer-songwriter Anais Mitchell and developed with innovative director Rachel Chavkin. For details on the Bushnell performances, bushnell.org. The Glass Menagerie, the Tennessee Williams classic about fragility and family, plays the Majestic Theater in West Springfield through April 2nd. Kate Damon plays the faded Southern Belle, who's trying to marry off her daughter. Rand Forster directs. For details, majestictheater.com. The Big Broadcast, the jazz ensembles of Mount Holyoke College's recreation of a live radio broadcast, returns to Mount Holyoke's Chapin Auditorium March 4th, two performances, 2 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. Created and directed by Mark Gianfrido, The Big Broadcast, emceed by Brenda Garten, features music from the swing era and the American Songbook, performed by the Mount Holyoke College Big Band, Vocal Jazz, and Chamber Jazz Ensembles. Tickets are available at fineartcenter.com. Gail Archer, the renowned organist, will present a concert for peace March 5th at St. Michael's Cathedral on Main Street in Springfield. This free concert will showcase some rarely performed works of 19th through 21st century Russian and Ukrainian composers. The admission is free. For details, St. Michael's Cathedral /springfield.org. The Art of Burning, a new comedy by award-winning playwright Kate Snodgrass, directed by Nelia Bensusan, comes to Hartford Stage March 2nd through the 26th. Following a run at Boston's Huntington Theater, who co-produced the world premiere with Hartford Stage. A modernist painter and her husband are consciously uncoupling and want their teen daughter to decide who she wants to live with, but the daughter disappears. For details, hartfordstage.org. The Avery Joy Quartet performs a free concert at the Augusta Savage Gallery on the UMass Amherst campus March 1st. The group of four world-class musicians who have a classically new sound and understanding for the music specialize in genres such as jazz, neo-soul, funk, R&B, and more. For details, fineartcenter.com. The Robert Cray Band kicks off the Mahaley Theater's live music program this new year, March 4th, amidst the blues legend's first tour since his 2020 album, That's What I Heard, which celebrates the music of Curtis Mayfield, Bobby Bland, the Sensational Nightingales, and more. Cray will also perform his own songs. For details, mahaley.org. And last, Barrington Stage's 10x10 New Play Festival has been held over through March 12th. For tickets, BarringtonStageCo.org. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark. Due to our weather storm, Springfield is enforcing a citywide parking ban. It's underway now, and it continues on. No parking on the even side of the street from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. No parking on the odd side of the street from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. The DPW will pick up trash and recycling as normal. They did this today, Tuesday, during the snow event. However, collection will start later in the day. Notification will be sent when the parking ban concludes for this particular storm. Thank you very much for being with us, and thanks to our friend Mark Auerbach, our Artsbeat reporter. And I hope you'll be with us for our next program here as we keep our eyes and ears on things happening in Western Mass that you'll want to know about on our program. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we'll talk again.
The proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2023.
All rights reserved.